They couldn't see the lights. They couldn't get it right. As the Climax Blues Band on your radio, friend. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, I've seen the light, and I get it right, even when I'm wrong. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. Greetings, you beautiful humans. Welcome in on this Throwback Thursday. Big program for you folks planned today. And, of course, we'll have the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour. Our first guest is an expert on the history of American currency, Andy Goss, an economist. And I thought it was quite serendipitous that we just scheduled him yesterday on the day after that the U.S. Treasury announced that Harriet Tubman will be appearing and adorning our $20 bill, on our $20 bill, if I can speak on this Thursday morning. I'd like to speak. I like to hear the sound of my own voice. I would think most radio guys and gals do. Wanted to talk to you people about what's happening in the great states of North Carolina and Mississippi with these bathroom bills and the boycotts that are going on now. The South, of course, of which I hailed from 21 years in Florida, is slowest to move on social issues. Pronounced Captain Obvious. I was talking to a very dear friend of mine yesterday. We were talking about the state of our country, and they said that they really felt that the country was going to radically change once white people were in the minority. Now, this person is by far no racist. And I thought about that for a while. And I sent them a clip that I really think articulates what has happened in the history of our country. And it's being reflected right now in the outrage of allowing transgender people into the bathrooms in places like Mississippi and North Carolina, or not allowing them into bathrooms of the gender they identify with. This clip is from The Field of Dreams, the great movie with Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones. And if you remember the movie, Kevin Costner is a farmer in Iowa, and he has a dream, and he hears voices that convince him to build the Field of Dreams, the baseball field in the middle of his cornfield in Iowa. It's a phenomenal movie. Most of you people have seen it. If you haven't seen it for a while, I highly recommend it. It's very touching. It's a story of the love between a father and son that was unresolved and gets resolved by the end of the film. Very touching. But the scene that I want to play is the famous monologue by James Earl Jones talking about the fact that the field is sustainable. Now, Kevin Costner's brother-in-law is looking out for Kevin Costner's wife, his sister, and he's trying to convince Kevin Costner that they can't keep the field. They've got to put corn back in it. And here's what happens. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that I sound like Donald Trump there, don't I? Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that this will have everything to do with what we're talking about. This is from Field of Dreams, James Earl Jones.
But the fact remains is that you don't have the money to bring the mortgage up to date, so you're still going to have to sell. I'm sorry, Ray. We got no choice.
Ray. People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa. Reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers and sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. find we have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. So they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
That's Ray. James Earl Jones on the Field of Dreams with an incredibly profound monologue. There's so much to this scene. First of all, he talks about how America has been erased like a blackboard and rebuilt all over again. That's true. Think about our history, ladies and gentlemen. There is no doubt that Donald Trump, and to a certain extent Bernie Sanders' appeal, is based on the fact that people are freaking out about what's happening in our country right now. But think about our history. We have survived a civil war. We have survived a Great Depression. We have survived two world wars, the upheaval of the Vietnam era and Watergate and assassinations of our greatest leaders. We have survived the Cold War. We have survived 9/11. But change is definitely coming. But James Earl Jones, and the thing that is so powerful about this particular scene in the movie is, as you know, James Earl Jones is African-American, and as he stands up and is facing Kevin Costner and saying, they will definitely come, Ray. They will certainly come. The all-white baseball players come and walk towards James Earl Jones as he's completing his speech. James Earl Jones's character loves baseball, loves the history of baseball, loved the fact that Ray Kinsella built this baseball field for all white players. There were no black players on the Field of Dreams. And yet here is an African-American man embracing the beauty of baseball, representing the history of this country. So much more binds us together than separates us. They've been playing baseball since the Civil War. And it has been baseball that has really led the way in so many social movements. It is baseball that broke the color barrier in sports before anybody had ever even heard of Martin Luther King. It is baseball that, as the Hispanic and Latino communities have come to the fore in our country, that has highlighted the excellence of the Latino player. It is baseball that has, the only sport that has retired a number throughout the entire major leagues, number 42. Nobody can wear number 42 anymore in honor of Jackie Robinson. That's powerful stuff. This country is going to be fine. Is it going to be different? Of course, it's always been different. Let us rehearse the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that before there were any Europeans on this continent, there were indigenous people that we named Indians, natives. We even called them Native Americans. It wasn't called America at that time. You think that they thought that it changed pretty much? And then the Spanish came, and the British came, and the French, and warfare, and civil war, and the civil rights struggle, and the struggle for equality for women, and now for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. It is nothing to be concerned about. Change is tough. Even good change is the most stressful thing that we go through as beautiful humans. They've done research on it. Stress is a very real thing, and it's the number one killer and producer of disease in our society is stress. Managing the stress of change is huge. But it's so powerful to embrace the inevitable instead of fighting it. Inevitably, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Inevitably, our entire country is basically going to look like Derek Jeter and Halle Berry. It's how the people in Israel look right now. The most beautiful people on the planet are in that little sliver of land called the State of Israel. Why? Because it is such a small geographic area, and yet there are 120 countries represented in Israel. And as long as you're Jewish, you're good to go. You can be Asian, you can be Hispanic, you can be Caucasian, European, African. It doesn't make a difference. And they're all there. And they're all mixing together. What if we all saw ourselves as Americans and not as Black Americans or White Americans or Hispanic Americans or Asian Americans or Muslim Americans or Jewish Americans or straight Americans or gay Americans or Christian Americans? What if we saw that? That's the truth. That's the reality. Embracing the inevitable reduces the stress that change, it's going to happen, and it's a good thing. It's a manifestation of the truth. The truth is we are so close genetically. The truth is that now even science tells us that we've come from an original couple, somewhere where, ironically, the book of Genesis describes the Garden of Eden. Science says this now. That's how close we are genetically. Embrace the inevitable. You will have a much better day. We're going to have a much better day now because we're going to hear from the great Tom Carco in the news next on WRJN.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better.